Hello and welcome all you solutionaries to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, where we are brewing solutions. We are so thankful that we get the chance to go see some of our friends at the NIADA convention in sunny San Antonio this August 24th through 26th. We look forward to seeing you there, where we will be better together with our friends Dealership Toolkit, Think Ad Group, M1 Data and Analytics, and the Jedi of Shipping, Don Brady. Let's brew!
Making sure that a balanced flow to what it is that we do inside of the business, man, we got somebody that really knows how to put a level on things, right?
Yeah.
He's an architect.
You know? Yeah, he's an architect.
He knows how to build things. He knows how to make sure that we take the right TOs. He knows how to make sure that we have the right mentalities, right? There's a lot of things that he knows how to assemble well, and he is building a community of solutionaries, and it has been far too long for us to be able to get together. But I feel like we had to step up our game to have him, you know, right here with us, making sure that we were putting the message out the best way that we could for him. So I'm excited. I'm really, really pumped to have him come in here. You ready for this?
Dude, I'm so ready for it, man. Let's make it happen right now.
Let's get this going. Our friend, the one, the only, Mr. Automotive Architect himself, the Manager TO podcast host. He is the one and only Ron Gavin.
Gavin,
here he is. Oh man, I'm on the wrong screen. Here we go. Can you hear me now? Kill it now. There he is. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you guys. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Fantastic. Welcome to the show, brother. Look at that. The automotive architect himself is in here looking like he's going to brew some solutions with the best. Ron, so sorry that this has been like an endeavor with technology to get you on here, brother. We're going to get this show started. Welcome.
Well, it's an honor to be on the show. You know, you guys are, I follow you guys everywhere you go on LinkedIn, Facebook, and you guys are now on Clubhouse. It's just an honor to be on your show and be able to share the knowledge that you and I all have for this industry.
Oh, man, you're hitting that. Dude, that's what I'm so excited about. The more I got to learn about you as this time's been going by, you know, obviously we've been following you. We love to share your stuff. You know, I love that you put your stuff on the Car Guy Cafe a lot for us too. I think it's really awesome. And please always do. I encourage you always. Don't ever hesitate to drop any new podcasts that you have coming out, any type of thing that you have going on, because I think it's great information. The more we can all share each other's information, the better, because like you said, there's a lot of crazy stuff that we can all sit down right now and just spitball with, and we can just come up with some amazing ideas. I know it. With the experience that we've all have in this business and the passion that we all have between the three of us right now, man, this is really exciting right now. I mean, I do want to apologize. We did have some technical difficulties. Crazy. Folks, we are starting this a little bit later than usual. So, Ron, I appreciate you for being very patient. I appreciate you because I know time is very important, and I do not mean to waste your time. I do mean to actually just have a great time with you. So I'm excited about you being here tonight. I love that you did the video whenever we had that video challenge and I put that out there. I appreciate you for doing that, man. Great video. Yes. Obviously, we're excited to have you here. That's one of the biggest reasons. Well, not the biggest reason. You were inevitably going to be invited anyway. So it's just kind of like you did the video. It was a big bonus for me anyhow. I was like, cool, look, Ron did the video. So it's like, man, I want to give everybody a chance to win. Ron was already coming on a show, so I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to highlight. So you're the first one we have from that. We were going to pick the top three. You're the first one that came on. So I'm glad we found a time on a Sunday night to do this with you. Yes. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, my friend.
Good evening.
Good evening, guys. It's a pleasure. Thank you once again.
Well, you know the deal, brother. We have a five-liner for you because it's important that we get down to the nitty-gritty about who this incredible car guy is. Our audience has been brewing with the best, and you are amongst the solutionaries that know how to make sure that we build things that keep growing. And our solution serum to keep growing is to apply three Fs,
you know,
and make sure that we forgive, focus, and fly so that we can keep growing together. So you know the movements, you know the words. So join us real quick as we are solutionaries that are going to fly to greater heights. Help us to forgive, focus, fly on three. One, two, three. Forgive.
focus, fly, and keep going, keep growing, keep growing.
Yeah, get it. Now we are brewing with the best, and we are going to new heights. And, folks, it's exciting that this journey has brought people like Ron inside of the cafe with us. Thank you so much for coming to share with us. Fred?
Man, I'm pumped up, man. This five-liner is going to be a lot of fun. These are five questions that I love to ask everyone that comes on the show. The first one's always the same. But before I get to that, man, I just want to just bring up the point that this is really cool to have you here, man. Yes. And so I want to thank you one more time. You know, the whole thing is that this world is full of amazing people. But when it comes to this business, when you find people out there that do and have that same type of want and drive for this business and want it to be better and make it more and share that with other people and show other people that this business can really change your life. It's awesome, man. You're a solutionary. So thank you for being here. So my first question for you tonight is, what is your why? What drives you every day when you wake up to go ahead and just grind it out?
You know, when we got in the car business, and I don't know about you two, but when I got in the car business, I was told that was a car lot, that's a computer, and that system in there is a CRM. Good luck, go sell cars. It was a sink or swim business.
Yes.
And what got on my nerves was nobody decided to help me. Nobody decided, hey, I'm going to take you under my wing. I'm going to show you how to sell cars. I'm going to show you how to overcome objections, and I'm going to teach you. Nobody taught me. I had a veteran salesman. They called him Larry the Bull Curtis. Bull by because he bullied people to buy cars. So okay. I learned from him not what to do. You know, we were married up for 6 months. And for folks out there that don't know what married up is, I was a green pea, and they would say, okay, you go get the customer. You show them all the features and benefits. You come in, you gather all the information, and then I'll come out and I'll close it. And then you go get another customer on the lot. Yep. So I was like, okay, you know, this is cool. I get a split deal, you know, whatever needs to be done, it's always going to be a deal because I know Bull's going to close the deal. But so this new general manager came in and he said, what the heck are you guys doing? I go, hey, man, we're married up. We're like husband and wife. And he goes, no, you go sell your own cars. And he can go sell his own cars. And that first full month of us selling cars, I outsold him and he quit. So my why is I want to teach and train and help people in the car business that never got that training, never got that person and said, you know what? For you to succeed, I got to help you. I want to teach you. And guys, if you look at it as a manager standpoint, if you help somebody grow, you help somebody be successful and not only have a monthly budget in mind, but change that monthly budget into a financial plan. And the more money they make is the more money you're going to make.
Facts.
The best way to build a great structure is to make sure, of course, you have the foundation and then you have the proper pillars. You have the proper cornerstones in place in order to build a good foundation.
So I'm glad you said that because you guys mentioned a while ago the automotive architect. Okay. So that name came to play. We were at a sales banquet and a salesman came up to me and we were doing a selfie. He was taking a picture of him and I together and he muttered the words, I'm here with the architect. And I looked at him. I said, what the hell are you talking about? He goes, man, you are the automotive architect. You build people and you develop their success. You take these people in and you develop them to be a strong structure and a strong unity so they can make money. So with that idea, I was like, you know what? I need to do a podcast called The Automotive Architect and use that name throughout this whole process is now I'm the automotive architect in sales, management, finance, BDC training.
Boom. Ron. I love this. So I want to bring this energy up, man. This is so amazing. So this is what's really cool, because you found your calling. You know, how amazing is that? To be able to know what you love and be able to do that and be able to share that with a lot of people. When you got in the business, like you said, a lot of people get in this business and they don't get an opportunity to really grow because no one's really showing them the rope. What you did was you had that married situation, but at the same time, you weren't really growing. You were just kind of staying stagnant, and you were helping the other person grow in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. You added on to his love. Now, but what happened, though, is you got a good manager that came and said, it's time for you to do it yourself. It's time for you to grow and do your own thing.
Manager, but he did help me out.
Well, I mean, if without that word, that would have probably happened later, right? You know, and that's what's so great. And a lot of times the best way, and you're right, because sometimes for us, a little bit in the old school, it was kind of like they grabbed you and they would just throw you into the lion's den and say, hey, it's time to live.
Go get you something
right
to eat.
Now, yeah, get you something. Make it happen. There. So when you get in there and you do it and you were one of the ones who came up on top because you did that, it's like throwing your kid in the deep end of the pool and say, it's time to swim. You know, I know that's not right, but sometimes it works, right? So when it does work, it's scary. But what's great with you're doing is you said, hey, listen, for the majority, and you saw that it doesn't work. And we've seen that. It's about an 80% failure rate if you do it that way, honestly, if not worse, right? So you found a way, and you're trying to cultivate a way, which I love because you're a solutionary, and I want to be a solutionary too. That's what I'm all about. And I love, that's what this whole show's about. That's what your show's about. It's what we're all about in this business who are really on that same frequency is we're trying to change this. We're trying to make it to where when people come in, they're going to have life-changing opportunities and they're going to know it. And they'll find out really quick if they're made for it, because not everybody's made for this job. But the people who have that inside them, if they want it, they can actually be educated and taught quicker and how to be able to, man, even teach them life skills, you know. How to balance your checkbook and keep good credit, you know, and all that type of stuff. That's kind of stuff that managers need to be able to do and leaders. But no, man, I think that's great that's what you do and that's what you have a passion for. And I definitely look forward to getting to know you more and somehow maybe teaming up and doing some more stuff like that with you. It's going to be really cool. You're an amazing guy, man. And I love that you're doing that. So I'm going to pass this mic on to the Looster.
Well, I mean, this is like the us coming together part in a conference where we get the chance to run down, get with Ron, talk about the awesome stuff that's going on with him, what he's seeing out there, get the chance to really meet him, thank him so much for all of the great stuff that he's putting out there inside of the industry, whether you're seeing this live or you're seeing this recorded in the future. Whatever the case is, folks, go ahead and share some of the great stuff that you've received from Ron over the course of his exposure to the cafe. If you haven't got any of it, you need to go in there and listen to it, because Ron is always putting something out that has serious value when you come to pick it up.
Right.
There's a value package that he makes sure you leave with in every episode that he records, in every video that he puts out there, in every conversation that he tries to have. And it is for exactly what he's saying, to build people up. You have to build up these people. You have to build up your team. Otherwise, you don't have a team. You have to build up the full potential of each person in order for you to function at full capacity. Everybody doing their 100% is what really takes things off. So we have to always raise everybody up, even if it's just raising somebody up 1% every day. Your idea is for everybody that you have something you're around, you pour into them, and you also learn how to receive also. You learn how to grow too, right? How many lessons have you learned on the leadership side, seeing your guys go through something in life, and then it taught you a lesson of how to just be better? That's how solutionaries grow, right? That's how an architect knows things, right? You've been through those things, right?
You'll always be learning, and you know, you can always learn from anybody. Like I learned from you guys, and I learned from Jonathan Dawson, Shaka Dyson, Corey Mosley, you know, John C. Maxwell. I learned from everybody. It's always learning. Pick up a book, watch a video, check out a podcast, look at, you know, your show, my show. You always be learning. And, you know, I may not have all the answers, but I did live through a lot in these last 11 years in the automotive industry. I learned what not to do. I learned what to do. And I learned how to change things, because every day everything's changing in the car business.
So true. So true.
Dude, and what's so crazy, and it's exactly right, but it's just like life, you know, and that's why when you have good life skills, it translates really well for the car business for you too. And that's why you have to have good life skills, because things change every single day. The world's changing every single day. The car business 100% is changing every single day, especially now. I've never seen it change more rapidly than it has in the last 10 years. Like the 10 years before that, there was changes, but it was, even though the internet was around, it was like a quick change when the internet hit, and then it kind of just stayed stagnant, right? Mm-hmm. You could still do like things like the mailer flyer, you know, the flyers and all that type of stuff, and it was still rocking and rolling without much internet usage. You know, matter of fact, when you were doing those type of sales, you didn't want the internet to be used really. You wanted them just to come in with that flyer. So it's a different world now. And the way you market yourself and the way that you market your dealership and the way salespeople even get down to marketing themselves, you know, it's a whole different landscape. So being able to understand that it's okay to make changes, it's okay to one day say this is how it's done, and the very next day say, well, you know what, it's time to do it this way now. It's okay. And that is what's so cool about this business. It's fun. Dude, it's
the funny thing is, when I got in the business, you know, you had your VHS tapes or your CDs. Yeah. And I wanted to learn everything. So I was like, man, what video can I watch to learn? And, you know, people were talking about Zig Ziglar and Grant Cardone. And my finance manager said, hey, you need to watch the movie Suckers. Have you guys seen the movie Suckers?
Come on now.
Yes. Initial the owner, training videos. You have to. Here, watch this.
The owner was like, no, you need to watch it 9 months in. And so I went on Amazon and I bought the movie Suckers. And I'm like, man, is this how you act around customers? Is this how you get people to, you know, we all heard the stories, grabbing the keys, throwing them on top of the roof, telling the customer you lost their keys, or taking the desk outside because the customer wouldn't come in. And, you know, I thought that was the car business. I thought that's how I needed to act. And, you know, throughout the years I was selling cars, I was like, man, all I got to do is love on them. All I got to do is love on my customers, and they will love me. You know how many times the customer has asked me when I've stayed late to sell them a car? Hey, let me take you out for a steak dinner. Mm-hmm. My wife and I really enjoyed this. We came all the way from Colorado, 5 hours away, to buy this truck. Let us take you out to eat. And I'm like, you know, that I appreciate that, but I got my family at home. No, how many kids do you have? You have a wife? Yes, I got 3 kids. I have a wife. Man, call them on the phone. We'll take them out to eat too. If you love on your customer, they're going to love you back.
100%. And the more you can do that, the more that it'll happen. Even if you don't sell. Here's the thing, folks. A sell doesn't necessarily mean they delivered a vehicle. You know, you sometimes you can't deliver because of circumstances. For one, credit. Two, so that's why I always, that's why I'm the subprime hero, because I think that you should treat everybody the same. Doesn't matter if they can buy or not, man. Treat them good. Educate them. Explain to them. Don't just tell them they can't buy or whatever the situation is. So anyway,
everybody at some point is going to.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. They're all going to get a car.
Right. So, you know, you just, what you want to do though, is you want to, you know, like he's talking about here, you just want to do all those things. And when you do, it's magical. What happens at the end, you know, it's the referral. It's them offering to take you and your family out to dinner because they feel they feel like family now. You made it feel that way. You made it feel so open where they were like, man, I want to do whatever I can for you. So, when you can do that, it's what we always talk about, you know, profit, you know,
people over profits,
people over profits,
relationship over revenue,
100% of the time. And when you do that, the revenue will come in, the profits will happen, but those are just byproducts of doing the right thing over and over and over. And you're going to do really well when you do that. So yeah, man, great stuff.
True revenue comes with relationships. right? So even on your relationship with your finances, if you have a proper relationship with your finances, you retrieve revenue. If you have the proper relationship with your business, it produces revenue. If you have the proper relationship with your customers, it produces revenue. And the shift that is happening, and you're a champion of this, is starting to shift the mindset of sales pros in the automotive industry from the I work for somebody else mentality to the I work for me and my brand matters. And what I want to actually become is limitless in this industry because of the incredible awesomeness of the industry. But we can actually shift from just being people that think inside of the box of the way it's been before and shift into the entrepreneurial side of the flow that salespeople can actually have when they build up their brand, they build up their worth, and people like you are helping them find that identity, because that's the key, right? They have to know who they are. You know, if they don't know what they're talking about, it's hard for them to ever launch from any place. Yep. But building up their brand, building up who it is that they are as a person is key. And so getting to where it is that you are, I want to get to this second question and know, how was it that you got into the automotive industry? What was your journey in?
You're going to enjoy this one, guys.
So, yes.
I was working part-time as a salesman with the newspaper, and I would go from business to business asking businesses if they wanted to advertise in the newspaper. And we all know that the newspaper is a dying business. The radio is a dying business. Everything's going digital. You got XM radio. You got your iPhones that hold music, Spotify, and you got podcasts now and whatnot. So I was going business to business trying to get people to advertise, okay? So I went into a funeral home. And I asked the funeral home, hey, would you like to advertise for the sports page? And he said, Ron, let me ask you a question. How much money do I spend with your newspaper a month? And I said, you spend about $1,500 a month. And he said, okay. And out of that $1,500, how much do you get out of it? I said, I get 6% of whatever I sell, so I get $90. He goes, out of that $90, do you really think that you're getting or benefiting from me advertising? I said, absolutely not. He said, okay, so here's the deal. I need an assistant to help me pick up dead bodies at night and bring them back to the funeral home. I will pay you $100 for each person that you help me pick up. And then in the morning, when you, after you clock in at the newspaper, come to the funeral home, park in the garage, and I'll pay you another $100 if you help me dress them, bathe them, and put them in the casket. And I said, okay, now how many people die in Moore County every month? He said, last month, 36 people died. And I said, okay, I'm in. Mm-hmm. So I was helping him dress bodies, pick up bodies, put makeup on them, do their hair, and he was trying to convince me to be a funeral director. I was like, perfect, no problem at all. The only problem is when you're getting three calls in the middle of the night, you learn to keep your suit on while you're taking a nap before the next phone call comes. 1 month, the phone stopped ringing. I was like, hey, did I make you mad? What happened? He goes, Ron, nobody's dying this month. So if no one's dying, no one needs to be picked up. Nobody needs to be dressed and put in a casket. So I went back to selling newspaper advertising. I went into this local Ford dealership. I said, hey, I noticed that your cars are still on the lot. They haven't moved around in 2 weeks. Would you like to advertise your vehicles in the newspaper so we can get your inventory turning? And they said, we're absolutely, we do want to advertise, but we want to advertise for car salesmen. Are you interested in leaving your job there and becoming a car salesman? I said, well, you know, no, because you guys are liars, cheaters, manipulators, crooks, womanizers. I'm out. And he was like, how much money do you make over at the newspaper? I said, I make $1,500 a month. he said, well, what if I can guarantee that you can make $3,000 a month or more selling cars? I said, well, you just heard what I said. Your perception of a car dealer is all these things that I just said. And he said, what if you could sell cars being honest and staying at the dealership? And then year by year, you're going to get so much repeat business if you take care of your customers that you could be making more money than you can imagine. And keep in mind, I was eating Hamburger Helper for 5 days a week. And that was, I can't even look at Hamburger Helper when I go through Walmart because I get disgusted about where I was in my life. So I talked to my wife and she goes, it beats selling newspaper advertising because nobody's buying. So I jumped ship, went to go work at the car dealership. And the only day that I could sell cars was on a Saturday. I came to this dealership and all they did was sell 8 to 12 cars a month. Fast forward, I was there a full year and I sold 196 cars and I was the number one salesman in the auto group. And I'm talking about they had dealerships in Dallas, Nashville, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, and a little town in Dumas, Texas. I was the number one salesman and I did that 3 years in a row before they moved me into general manager position.
That's amazing, man. Wow. Congratulations on that, man. That's a great story. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how Ron G got into the car business, car guys and car gals. Man, and we are so much better because that actually happened. Wow, what a story.
Man, yeah, that's crazy. You know, the truth be told, the funeral director job is a good paying job too. It's a crazy job. I know that. You know, you're right. You never know when you're going to get a phone call. It could be any time of the day. And you have to be there for that family. You have to be there to be able to help walk them through. You know, it's much like when you're walking somebody through a car deal and you're trying to make it easy on them. It's like that. You have to really have a process and be able to create an easy process for them so that they, at the end of the day, can make this whole crazy situation that they did not want to happen as smooth and easy as possible for them at the end of it to where they can feel relief and like it was done right.
And P.S., if you have a loved one that passes away and then you have to go and look at the casket and look at the signing book and all the other options, you can negotiate at a funeral home too. Just like you can a car deal, you can negotiate at a funeral home. I just wanted to add that in there because they are one of the best salespeople out there. Funeral directors are good salespeople.
That's a great tip because people don't know that, and people are in a very vulnerable state going through what they're going through at that time. You know, it's hard to make the right decisions, but man, good to have people.
Our business trust. Was the right decision for you, man. Obviously, you know the deal. It's a great place to be. You get to help people there. You get to solve transportation problems. You get to help a person make a huge decision. Make it, and if you're good at your job, like you said, doing it the right way, being honest and treating everybody the same and just being the good car guy, that neighborhood car guy, that their buddy that can come in and trust and love on. So it's cool that you found a place, you found your home, and to be able to do that, it's really cool because I know that it did it for me. You know, this business really changed my life. I needed it for, you know, obviously I needed income. I needed stability. So I saw the ability that you could do that. And I always felt like inside me, I could do this kind of stuff, man. Everything I do, I'm really good at, right? I can, if I play basketball, I'm good at basketball. I run, I'm good, right? So I was like, why not? Let's do this. So I was good. And so I loved it. I love being competitive too. And it's as much as it is to help people, there's something about being the top guy. He mentioned it. He didn't, you know, he wasn't bragging about it, but he does know how good that feels. And that's why he got the opportunities that he was able to get. Such as general manager after that time, you know, and an opportunity like that happens because you are the top guy. You are the person who's putting in that work. They see that and they know that you're going to be able to help implement that program into other people and maybe be able to put that legacy throughout all them and make that whole change for everybody in that area too. So, you know, so it's just, I think it's great, man. That's really cool that you're, that's just what you're doing.
I mean, I know you're having fun, right? You got to be having fun, especially doing as much as you're doing right now. You got to be having the time of your life.
I'm always busy. I mean, you know, if I'm not at the dealership, I'm in my office and I'm training and I'm doing podcasts and I'm doing training videos. I got my website out with people subscribing to my training videos. But when I'm not even doing that, let's say I'm out of town, I'm in Dallas and I'm at a kids event. I'm always looking on my phone. I'm always learning. I'm always talking to people about the car business. I got people texting me going, hey, I got a customer and they said this, how do I overcome that? And I'm texting them all the time. My wife gets mad at me. She goes, do you never stop working? And I said, you enjoy the house you live in, right? You enjoy the car you drive, right? We're on this trip at a football game for the kids. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the car business. So I am very grateful for what we have. I am very grateful for where we're at. And if it wasn't for the car business, and I'll tell you what, guys, people with bachelor's degrees, with an education that spent so much money. I've seen doctors.
PhDs.
Straight up PhDs.
To be completely honest, Fred, Lou, myself, we all, everybody in the car business has a PhD. Why? Because we're poor, we're hungry, and we're determined to be successful in life.
Boom. Give them that, folks. Give them some of that. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have guys that don't even have a high school diploma, and they're making $100,000 a year. I've got people that quit college and start selling cars so they can make over $100,000 a year. I've got doctors that come in, and I look at their credit app, and I'm like, wow, you make – $10,000-$12,000 a month, and they said, yeah, but look at how much that I have to pay back for my schooling, for my education. And I'm thinking, man, I bought a new house, I bought two new cars, I was going to go to Hawaii before COVID happened, and you're paying your education off. This is a wonderful business to be in. This should, if I would have known about this business 20 years ago, before I even started, I wouldn't have been trying to become a stand-up comedian and living in LA and New York City and Orlando, Florida. I would have got in the car business because of the passion and being able to help people. I mean, what kind of business can you do being a psychiatrist? Man, how would you like to sit there every day hearing somebody complain and you just write them a prescription? If someone comes into your
business, isn't it?
People come in.
And what services is for a car guy? People
come into your dealership complaining that they need a newer car. They need a car that with better gas mileage. And the prescription we give them, depending on their credit, we sell them a car.
Come on. Say that.
Absolutely. What we do is we put them in a better position than they currently are in. But we help them. We hold their hands and we walk them through, and we try to do it in the nicest way. Because a lot of times people come in with these old thoughts that the way their dad showed them how to buy a car from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, right? You go in, you do it this way, and then you wait for them, and you act like you're going to leave. And when you act like you're going to leave, they're going to give you the better deal. Well, sometimes it works, but that's not the best way to do it, you know. It's such a different thing, but what makes it easier on them is when you're able to be transparent and able to treat them the right way and ask questions and deliver what you're promising, you know, and that's so key in everything that you do. You can't do stuff and tell them you're going to do things if you're not going to do it. And that's another one of those things, you know, that you have to do, you know, is always follow up with your people and always do what you say you're going to do. Don't treat them any differently than you would anybody else. Always treat them right. So,
and that keeps going back to the relationship that we are shifting the tide where this business is strictly transactional. In order for a car guy, a car gal to make it in this industry and have any sort of longevity where you are being able to live that six-figure lifestyle, is by building relationships. Otherwise, it's too easy for people to not pick you if you're not the person that's in their life as their certified car guy or car gal.
You know, so many times we've been telling people, you're in the car business. But in all reality, we're in the people business.